Please be seated. How are you this morning? Have you ever seen, I'm sure you have, an icon of Mary holding Jesus, and she's the primary figure in the icon, and Jesus is kind of on her lap? And have you ever noticed that in many of those icons, Jesus is not a baby? He's an adult, or at least an older child. Well, what is that an icon of? We often don't think of icons in theological terms, but many of them are. It's not just a picture of Mary and the baby Jesus. It's a picture of the church. And if you spend much time in Orthodox circles, you will understand very quickly that they don't see that as a picture of Mary and the baby Jesus. They see it as a picture of Theotokos, the God-bearer. Mary is Theotokos, but the church also is Theotokos. And so Mary becomes an icon of the church. Mary said yes to the Holy Spirit. And because she said yes to the Holy Spirit, Jesus was conceived in her and she gave him to the world. And that is exactly the role of the church. The church is to say yes to the Holy Spirit, and we do. And because we say yes to the Holy Spirit, the Christ is conceived in our midst and we give him to the world. So you might say that the church is pregnant with Jesus. And today, although I have not understood for many years why the church, not just ours, but the church in general, still follows the tradition, by and large, of lighting the pink candle on the third Sunday of Advent, and yet our readings about Mary happen on the fourth Sunday of Advent, because the pink candle is supposed to go with Mary. But anyway, that's neither here nor there, I guess. But we are Mary, and Mary is us, because we are Theotokos, the God-bearers. But let's talk about Joseph a little bit. Joseph was betrothed to Mary before she was obviously pregnant. Joseph did not make the journey with Mary to visit her cousin Elizabeth. So he was not there when John leapt in Elizabeth's womb. He was not there when the two of them compared notes about their miraculous conceptions. And he did not watch Mary's belly grow slowly day by day because she was away from him for several months. So in Joseph's experience, one day she was the Mary that he knew, and then she disappeared and went to visit relatives. And a few months later, when she reappeared, she was large with child. Now, what would you think if that happened? Joseph probably was not a happy camper. But he doesn't know at this point that the child within her is anything special, until the angel visits him as he's sleeping in a dream. And then, even in spite of the fact that he is ready and willing to let Mary go quietly, to divorce her quietly, meaning that he cared a good deal about her, he cared more for her well-being than for himself, then he decided that that was not the right thing to do, because the angel convinced him that this was a legit situation, that he should go ahead with it. Well, I find it interesting that we are Mary, Theotokos, but we are also Joseph, aren't we? On the one hand, we are a holy community, the body of Christ, the bride of Christ, because we say yes to the Holy Spirit. But on the other hand, When we find out that the church is pregnant with Jesus, ready to give birth to him and give him to the world for all to see, we often pull a Joseph. We say, oh boy, this is not what I signed up for. I didn't know that we were pregnant with Jesus. I didn't know that Jesus is showing. I didn't know that Jesus is what we are all about, that the Holy Spirit plants Jesus deep in our hearts, and that at some point he will get so big that we will have to deliver him to the world outside our body. That's more than I can take. That could be really embarrassing. I need to quietly divorce myself from this pregnant community, from this whole messy business, and look for something else to be married to. Something a little less obvious, perhaps. We do that, don't we? We get embarrassed that our love for God and our desire to be open to the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives actually produces Jesus in our midst. Jesus is politically incorrect. As much as we try to make him politically correct, in our denomination especially, Jesus is politically incorrect. It's embarrassing to be all about Jesus. It's embarrassing to admit that we have conceived, that we have said yes. Does that mean that we are weak? That we might have given in to God instead of stubbornly insisting that we go it on our own, proving that we're strong, that we're good pioneers, good Americans, that we don't need anybody or anything to help us get through this life? It's embarrassing that we're not spiritual experts. Let's just quietly divorce ourselves from this whole mess. Birth? Ew. It's really messy. For those of you who have been at a birth, you know. It's really messy. It's unclean, quite frankly. I'm scared. I'm scared to be Mary. And I'm scared to be Joseph, too. We're both Mary and Joseph, though. We can't help it. So what can we do? Well, the angel visits both of us to reassure us. The angel tells us that we don't need to be afraid. It will be messy. It will be scary. And lots of people are not going to like it. But we don't need to focus on what other people think, because who we are is not dependent on their opinion. Who we are comes from God. Some will be offended by our giving birth to Jesus and offering him to the world so plainly. But it's okay. It's okay, because Jesus is proof that God is with us, that he is Emmanuel. He will save us from our sins. So I say, let's embrace the fact that we are Mary and say yes, or continue to say yes. And let's embrace the fact that we are Joseph, in spite of our hesitancy, that we can be convinced by God and say yes. So either way we look at it, our answer is yes. Yes. We are the community that says yes.